This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So the gents are still here up until 10 a.m. Guvukubangena breakfast show. It's the only way to start your day. And it's that time now where we get to learn more about our rights, where we get to learn more about any legal issues that we might have. And I'm glad we're speaking about contracts. And Mlambo Antenna is there here to assist us with that as well. Okonage Orejo Lekhane on MUT Radio is joining us via a phone call. Good morning, Rejo. I don't know if you can hear me. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Aletu, and good morning to all the listeners. Thank you so much for having us again this week.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Rejo, for joining us once again, indeed. Today we're speaking about contracts, clauses and commitments, which is something very interesting. But I just want to ask Rejo, as we are getting into it straight away, what should the public need to know before signing amalises, amajim contracts, you know, all these contracts and credit agreements?
Thank you very much for that question, Olotu. But before I answer your direct question, I'd just like to make the public aware of general principles which are applicable to all contracts. It doesn't matter what kind of contract it is, but these are the general principles that will be applicable. Firstly, that a contract is legally binding. This means that once you sign, you're legally bound by all the terms and all the conditions that you've signed to. You then can't come back and say, I didn't read it as a defense when another party is trying to enforce their contract. Secondly, you have the right to understand all the terms of the contract. And under the Consumer Protection Act, you are entitled to receive contracts in plain language and have the terms explained to you as well. Under the CPA, furthermore, we do have what we call a cooling off period. This means that once you've signed as a result of direct marketing, the CPA gives you a 5 business day cooling off period to cancel your agreement without any further repercussions. Then when you are talking now about lease agreements, these are very typical agreements that the public may enter into from time to time. Leases do include residential and commercial leases. And the key clauses to look at before signing a lease agreement is firstly, the duration and renewal terms. This means you need to know and understand when the contract starts, when it ends, and most importantly, what happens after the contract ends.
Yes.
Secondly, you need to understand and know the deposit and refund conditions. Some landlords may deduct for damages from your deposit, but before they can do that, they have to provide you with receipts and do an exit inspection. You have to also know what maintenance responsibilities are applicable to you. This means that who fixes what and who's responsible for fixing it. And you have to be sure that everything is clear when it comes to maintenance and responsibilities.
Yeah.
You also have to be aware of early cancellation that is applicable to you by virtue of the Consumer Protection Act once again. And this allows you to cancel the lease by giving at least 20 business days notice, but you may be liable for a reasonable cancellation penalty if you do choose to cancel it earlier, depending, of course, on the particular contract that you have. Most importantly as well, what many of the public may want to know about is the eviction. They do have eviction protection, and a landlord can't just kick you out. The Rental Housing Act and Prevention of Illegal Eviction Act applies.
Okay.
Yes. And our tip for the day when it comes to lease agreements is to always insist on written lease, even though verbal ones are valid. Written terms offer more protection.
So as someone who is, let me put it like this, mhlambe a tenant, my landlord does not have like a contract that I can sign or something that I can put on, can I draft one as a tenant?
Yes, of course you can. You just need to make sure that your landlord is also on terms with everything as well, that you can't just go and type up something that wasn't agreed to.
Okay.
You need to then stick to the terms of the verbal agreement and then reduce it to writing and have both parties sign.
Beautiful. Okay. Here's one that's always controversial and people are always complaining about it, yet they signed it. gym and membership contracts. Take us through this one. Yeah.
These ones, you're very correct to say, these ones are quite problematic, and we're here to help the public work, conclude their gym and membership contracts. And the common pitfalls that we've noticed here is that gym and membership contracts are fixed-term contracts which run from between 12 to 36 months. You need to be very careful before you sign it because you need to know how long this contract is for.
Yeah.
And another pitfall here is automatic renewals. You think you've signed for 12 months, and then at the end of the 12 months, you think the contract is done, only for you to be charged again in the 13th month, and you ask yourself, how did we get here now? That is because of the automatic renewals, and many contracts auto-renew unless you cancel it in advance and preferably once again in writing. And once again, for the public, we have the Consumer Protection Act that affords them protection. They can cancel the gym membership contract by giving the gyms 20 business days notice. But once again, they may pay a penalty.
I think that's where the trick is.
Yes. And another thing to look out for is change in terms. Service providers tend to change their terms to say, okay, this month we're no longer paying 300 Rand, it's now 400 Rand. And then you ask yourself, how was this even possible? Service providers by law have to notify you before changing terms or any fees applicable to your contract. So if this does happen to you, be sure that this has been communicated to you in advance.
Okay.
And we do have another tip, and that's to ask for cancellation terms in writing before you sign. Some gyms deliberately make it hard to cancel an agreement, which is why we're advising the public to say, always look out for the cancellation terms and put them in writing before you agree to anything.
Exactly. Like, I can attest to that. Yeah, cancelling a gym membership is a whole career on its own. Like, it's very difficult.
Yeah, it is quite difficult.
Because they would even take even the next month premiums. Like, how? But I cancelled it, boss. You're saying because we do not read clearly the terms of cancelling, ne?
Yes, 100%, which is why it's so important to know the cancellation terms as well as the auto-renewal terms.
Wow. Okay. No, here's another one, Rico, that I want us to dwell on. Credit agreements, things like ama loans, ama store accounts, and higher purchases. People usually have the problems with regards to that as well.
Yes, these kinds of agreements, we normally refer to them as credit agreements, and these are governed by the National Credit Act, which once again provides the public with protection. The key point there is to make sure that your affordability assessment has been conducted before you enter into any agreement. Credit providers must assess whether you can afford the loan or not, and if they don't, the contract may be invalid. So this is to say that credit providers can't just willy-nilly go and give you hundreds and hundreds of thousand rands of worth of credit, knowing all too well that you can't afford to pay it back. Yes. So you need to look out for the affordability assessment, and you also need to be proactive as well to ask for an affordability assessment to see whether it's a good idea to enter into the credit agreement or not. Another critical point that we have is the interest and fees. You always need to check the full cost of the credit, and the NCA does cap interest and charges, but some service providers tend to skirt the rules. So you always have to make sure that you are aware of any interest that's applicable at any given time, because interest rates do change as well from time to time, and you need to check what other fees and charges are available that may become due and payable in addition to your loan amount or whatever credit facility you have taken out.
Yes.
And to assist you as well in maintaining your credit agreement statements and transparency is very, very important. You are entitled to regular and clear statements of account to see what monies you received, what monies you've used, what monies you've paid back, how the interest rate was charged, what fees were charged, and so forth, so that you know exactly what it is you're paying for at any given time. Then D, default consequences, this is a very, very important one. I can't stretch the importance of this one, is that you, if you miss your payments, interest and legal fees can mount up very, very, very quickly. And you may find yourself in a situation where your goods may be repossessed if you've taken a credit agreement that has a secured credit on. So you always need to make sure that you pay on time, you don't miss any payments, and you make sure that all your payments are always kept up to date, just to avoid additional costs that relate to your interest and legal fees that may mount up. Mm. Debt review is also another protection that the NCA provides the public. That is to say, if the public is over indebted, they can apply for a debt review to get relief of some sort and help them get their finances back in good standing. And our tip for the day for the listeners is to never ever sign a blank or incomplete credit form. It is very unlawful and it is very, very, very risky. You may find yourself paying for something that you never agreed to just because you signed a blank form. So it's always, always important to make sure that whatever you're signing that relates to credit agreements is in writing and there is no blanks that you've left or any fill in information that you may need to fill in. Make sure that it's filled in so as somebody else doesn't come and tamper with your forms. Yeah. And you find yourself in an unlikely position.
Mm. That's very important. Yes. Yeah. Maybe what can we look out for before signing any contract, Reho?
Looking out, you have to look out for what your agreement is. You have to know all of the terms. You have to know the important terms to know that you are bounding yourself legally to XYZ. And like I said earlier, you can't then come back and say that I didn't read this, so therefore it can't be applicable to me, because it will be applicable. You need to know what exactly it is you're signing for at any given time. Mm. Don't be afraid if you don't understand. Don't be afraid to reach out to us or to anybody that you may feel comfortable with to ask for assistance and guidance before you sign a contract, because it's legally binding and you may find yourself in a position that is undesirable.
Mm. Okay, interesting. Before signing any contracts, you were telling us that we must look into it and ask questions. Also very important, you did mention that we must get a copy, right?
Yes. As well, yes, that's very, thank you very much for that, Oluti. You need to get a copy.
Mm.
You need to get a copy so that you also have it, and then it's the same copy that you've signed and nobody else can tamper with it or need to tell you that the terms have changed without you knowing. It's very important for you to look out for clauses like no refunds, subject to change without notice, you waive all your rights. These could all be unlawful and unfair under the Consumer Protection Act, so do look out for those and try not to sign a contract that doesn't provide for refunds, that says they can change their terms without any further notice. And don't try by all means not to waive any of your rights.
Yeah. Coming to this one now, I think everyone can relate with this one. Even if you're old, young, black, white, green, you can relate to this one. Communal burial societies. We do have them. They're in our societies. We live with them or buy them daily on a monthly basis. We pay our premiums to them. What can we look out for when it comes to that? And masculine burial societies, mhlambe sikhuluma ngani?
These would be agreements where you and other people within your community agree to carry out certain obligations in the event of a death of a loved one. It's very important as well, like I said, to know the terms and know exactly what should happen upon the death of another person. If, for example, you've agreed to contributing an amount of 500 rand within your burial society, when a death of a loved one comes, nobody can come and say you need to give out 10,000 rand, because that's not what we agreed to in the beginning. So, like I said, it's very important to know all the terms of the contract and know what it entails and know exactly what you're binding yourself to.
Mm. And yes. and do they exclude any? Are there any exclusions? Sorry, on burial societies.
Insofar as contracts, they just need to be legal. They can't cover for illegal activities. It all needs to be above board and everything needs to be in check.
Oh, beautiful. No, thank you so much, Brijo. As we go now to exclusions as well, I think let's wrap up. Yeah, I think because of time, unfortunately, my time is not on my side, guys. I would have loved to continue with this one. But maybe just as we wrap up, Rico, please give us any advices. Yeah, unfortunately, because of time. Any advices with regards to the contracts that we sign on a daily basis, whether it's gym, whether it's burial society, whether it's lease agreement, what advice can you give us give the community with regards to AMA contracts?
My advice to the community is to always be cautious, always be aware of the terms that you are signing. Never try not to enter into contracts willy-nilly without understanding what it is you're doing, without understanding the consequences of what it is you're agreeing to, and always be aware of what happens in certain events that will be covered under any particular contract. If, for example, I would say if you take out a lease agreement, you need to know when your rent is due. You need to know how much it's due. That goes for the same with the credit agreements, gym memberships, basically any contract that you may agree to, is to always be aware and be careful. Don't just willy-nilly enter into any kind of agreement without satisfying yourself of the contents of the agreement.
Definitely. And how can we contact Mlambo and Associates?
Yes, as always, you guys can contact us at the following phone number, 010-502-0626. You can pop us an email at info@mlambolegal.co.za. Otherwise, you can access us through our website, that is www.mlambolegal.co.za.
Rego Lekhane, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. Really appreciate your input as Mlambo and Associates. Really looking forward to next week again.
Thank you very much to you, yourself, and MUT and the listeners at large. Have a blessed day.
Siyabonga kakhulu. That was Rego from Mlambo and Associates.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.